And if you look in the Chayyus of Avos and Shair B'Tachin, he never once talks about getting something they don't have. Never once. Talks about having B'Tachin and getting something they don't have, because that's a Goyish concept. It's a democratic concept to get something you don't have. Chazos never talks about that concept. It's not a Yiddishkeit concept. If anyone tells you that you need to get something through B'Tachin, you should tell them the Chayvus of Avos never discusses getting something you don't have. That's not a concept. The Madrega of B'Tachin comes from Semech B'Chalkoi. The way to get to B'Tachin is through Semech B'Chalkoi. We'll see what happens later. The starting point of a Baal B'Tachin is Semech B'Chalkoi. It's the starting point. The way the B'Tachin plane gets off the ground, the first flight off the ground is Semech B'Chalkoi. If you didn't reach the level of Semech B'Chalkoi, you didn't take off yet. You didn't get off the ground yet. David HaMelech says, Shem Roi Lo Yachzar. Not that B'Tachin means I'm going to get this and that. Shem Roi Lo Yachzar. Achtoi V'chesed Yedifuni Koi Mechayoi. Hashem, you sent it to me. I didn't deserve it. I didn't do anything. It's a gift from you. Semech B'Chalkoi, that Madrega is where B'Tachin starts. If you don't have that, Hefzich Nishtan. The Gemara says, Toiv Merdas Echad B'Liba Shel Adam Mimea Malkas. If the person himself takes the Musar, then Hashem doesn't have to hit him. So if you see Surim coming and you work on Yudvekas and Hashem, and be Semech B'Chalkoi, then hopefully you won't have to get the Mea Malkas. Toiv Merdas Achas B'Liba Shel Adam. The person takes it himself to heart. Like the Gemara says, Kishyesh Din Lamata Ein Din Lamala. If you're able to do Tachas Asher Avad Hashem Alkecha B'Simcha Toiv Leiva, if you're able to do that yourself without Hashem doing it for you, that's the highest Madrega. Then you won't have to, Chazos always says that, if you appreciate what you have, then he won't have to give you Yisur. If you appreciate Yisamech B'Chalkoi, right, and you're Davak and Hashem, you're not so involved in Olam Hazeh, it's not so important that you don't have a nicer car, a nicer house, a nicer this, a nicer that. That's the way you get close to Hashem on your own. And we see today how all this Gashmi mystic life is causing so much mental issues, right? Mental issues, stress, anxiety, because the B'Tachin is being used to enhance Olam Hazeh. Strive for not being Semech B'Chalkoi. The B'Tachin has to be the other way. It's going the wrong direction. The B'Tachin has to be that I don't need anything else. I'm happy with Hashem, whatever He gives me, and then I won't have all this anxiety and stress because I don't need it. I don't need all this stuff. The Hergesh of Semech B'Chalkoi, that Hashem's taking care of me and I don't need anything more than He's giving me, that Hergesh is where B'Tachin starts. That Semech B'Chalkoi. It starts with saying that we're going to say Alikeinu Zeh Kivinu Loi, then it's Hashem Kivinu Loi. Why? Because you start with Midas Adin until it becomes Midas Arachamim. Until you see it's all Rachamim. And then you're Negilo V'Nesmucha B'Yishua Secha. Like the Chayus of Ava says, the Te'elas HaBetachin inside. HaTe'elas HaBetachin Ba'olam Menuchas Halev Menadagas Ha'ilamais. The B'Tachin means you have no daigus in this world. When you have B'Tachin, you don't have all these taibus. It's the opposite. You don't have all these taibus, as always says. The Madrega of B'Tachin is shalva, menuchas ha-nefesh, that you don't need all this stuff. That's what B'Tachin is.